What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the new Bravo show, Dirty John, actress Juno Temple. How are you, Juno?
Hi, I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. It's such a cool name. Right. Thank you. That your professional name, or were you actually born Juno Temple?
No, it's my birth name. It's got a good story, actually. It was that my parents were both in the business. My dad still is. And they were shooting a music video in the, they were filming out in the Grand Canyon. My mom was pregnant with me. And there are all these different rocks in the Grand Canyon that jut out, and they're all called something Temple. And they were standing on Juno Temple when the sun was setting, and they were like, let's call her Juno.
Wow, that's a deep story.
The cool thing about it is that for eternity, if you ever type in my name into Google, the first thing that will come up is actually an ancient, beautiful relic, which I think is a really great situation because it's a reminder of...
Apropos.
Don't ever get too big for your britches, babe.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Look at that. That's about the best explanation for a name I've ever heard, I think.
Thank you.
So this show was a podcast at first,
yes.
Dirty John. Were you a fan of it, or did you come into the project cold turkey?
I didn't know it. I had two girlfriends that were obsessed with it.
Mm.
So I remember speaking to one of them, and they were like, oh my God, it's the greatest podcast ever. You have to listen to it. And I'd been sent the script, and then my agent was like, listen to the podcast, just do it. And I was doing another job at the time, and it was one of those jobs we all needed every day, and it was very right. emotionally, you know,
taxing,
but I love those too. But so there wasn't really a lot of downtime to listen to a full podcast, right? And I was like, okay, I'll try to do it this weekend. I put on the first episode, and I did not move from my couch until it was over. I don't think I even got up to pee.
Wow, compelling.
I was
completely
mesmerized by it. Yeah, I was like, what?
So I know it's all based on a true story, which right there, they always have me when anything's based on a
totally.
True story. Explain the premise for those not familiar in your character.
So I play Veronica, and it is about the Newell family. And our mother, Deborah, is a brilliant woman who has created her own success, made her own money. She's in real estate in Orange County. And then my sister and I, Tara Newell, who's played by Julia Garner, who is one of the greatest humans ever. And we're living our life in Orange County, and our mother, Deborah, meets a man called John and starts to date him. And my character, Veronica, immediately really doesn't like him. I think initially she's judging a book by his cover and thinks he looks homeless and isn't chic enough for her mother. But ultimately realizes actually that he's a bit of a shifty guy, and she wants to know more about kind of what's going on with him, whereas, you know, my mother is falling deeply in love with him. And ultimately, I would just say, so I don't give it away to anybody, it's a real roller coaster of a relationship that will not cease to leave you with your jaw at the floor.
Wow. It sounds dramatic, but I'm sure there's a lot of humorous moments as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think through darkness, there's humor. No?
Right.
That's what we do when bad stuff happens. We laugh. I actually think my character is a bit of comic relief. She's very, very headstrong. And I don't know, I kind of thought, did you ever see that film Legally Blonde?
Yes.
So Elle Woods was definitely a little bit of inspiration for me. But
okay.
If she was a little more dangerous, I guess, and a little meaner.
Ooh, a sassy Elle Woods.
Yeah, but okay. It's that kind of thing where you have a character like that where everything they say with such conviction.
Right.
And like my character has one line where she says, I don't deal with people. People have to deal with me. But like see, you're laughing, but she says
well,
it was
just because
like,
I like the way you slipped into the accent. Right? That's always, I'm always impressed.
I'm available for work now.
Did you ever meet the real person who this is based on?
I met the whole family at the premiere. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which was really interesting and obviously quite nerve wracking. I feel like when you're saying, I was in it, did we do okay?
Yeah, it's a bit surreal.
Yeah, it was surreal. They all seemed very excited, and they were lovely.
Yeah, well, congratulations. It sounds really cool. Look forward to checking it out. And I know you're going to be back as the good fairy in Maleficent 2,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
What can you tease us about? How do you pronounce it again?
Thistlewit.
Thistlewit.
Mm-hmm.
Thistlewit right there. Great.
Yeah.
I love the first one.
So did I.
I was surprised. Yeah, my kids really dug it, too.
It was cool. It was also quite, like, I thought, female empowerment.
It was. Yeah. So is it in that same vein, completely different?
I literally cannot give away anything.
They're very secretive.
They are
right?
very secretive, but that's good because it means that you probably want to go see it because it means you don't know anything and you want to be in the know. You know, I always want to be in the know.
Yeah.
So,
and are you completely done with that? Is it wrapped and stuff?
Yeah.
Good. You happy with it?
I haven't seen anything yet.
So you haven't seen it?
But I had a great time rejoining my wonderful fairy friends.
Right. I'm sure.
Living childhood fantasies with that, you know? Yeah.
I know you also worked with James Franco. He directed you in his new movie, The Pretenders.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How was he as a director?
He was wonderful, actually.
Yeah.
I'm a real actress that loves directors. I'm not somebody that walks on set and is like, I've got it all figured out. You know, I really right. I like to discuss
you
things.
You like being collaborative, especially also, if they're actors themselves. I'm sure it's...
Totally. And also, I like to ask the director to sort of, I want to say a word that you're not allowed to say on radio, mess with me a little bit. Do you know what I mean? I like them to kind of, I can ask them to manipulate me sometimes. I kind of enjoy that as an actress because you can, if you really trust your director, I feel that you are willing to completely strip yourself bare because if you trust them on that level, you know they're going to build you back up again. So you're like, bring it on, whatever you need, let's make this happen.
Smart of you to surrender.
Yeah, and he was great for that. And I really enjoyed being directed by him.
Yeah, no, I like him. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're going back to London for the holidays,
I am.
Right? Spending Christmas and New Year's there?
Yes, I am. I've got two brothers who are probably the coolest people I know, actually. And one of them is going to turn 19 on the 2nd of January. So I try and, if I can be in England on his birthday too. So
yeah. I think of London in the holidays, my favorite holiday movie is Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems so, like one of these days, we got to be the holidays over there just for that.
You got to experience it for sure. I mean, Oxford Street on Christmas is a beautiful spectacle.
I bet.
Yeah.
I
remember being very annoyed when I was in LA and I missed, there was a year where there was so much snow that people were skiing down Oxford Street.
Wow.
Still to this day, it's one of my regrets that I wasn't in England when that happened.
It's probably hot here and,
exactly.
And blazing and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Hit me with it.
Most underrated Christmas song?
I don't think it's underrated, but I love Fairy Tale New York.
Okay. Favorite holiday movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Really? Is that holiday? Is that...
I mean, it's...
Is that more Christmas and Halloween?
It's
I think it's a combination
it's
of both.
It's considered holiday, though, like for Christmas.
Oh, holiday.
But
okay,
I also,
that's
you know
true.
What?
That's
I have been watching The Grinch a lot recently. I think Jim Carrey's amazing in that. I love The Grinch.
Yeah, The Grinch is solid.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite podcast?
Daddy John.
Best Christmas gift you ever received?
My grandmother a few years ago gave me... I've always been obsessed with Beauty and the Beast since I was, like, you know, 3 years old. And my grandmother gave me a lamp for my bedroom that is a light-up rose that's suspended in a glass container like the Beast has.
Right. Nice. New Year's resolution?
To stop buying so many things on eBay.
That can get addicting, huh?
Oh, yeah. One click away, baby.
You're good to go.
Well, Dirty John airs Sundays on Bravo. You can follow her on Instagram at Juno Temple. Thanks for stopping by, Juno.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
On with Mario Lopez.